Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Chapter 5, The Pastimes of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is in Navadvip with his preaching party of 6 devotees, and he's just liberated one fallen Brahmin who was a horrendous dacoit. And now he's preaching to him because he's told him to, "I'll take all your sins, surrender unto me, I'll take all your sins, now you're purified, and now start acting properly." So he gives his instructions. Paramahinsa dhaka churi saba anachar charegiya ihatumi nakariha ara. Nittai said, "O Brahman, give up violence to others, give up stealing, and give up other immoral activities. Do not do such things again. Dharma pategiya tumi laha harinam tabe tumi anjere kariba paritran jatta sabadasyu chora dakiya niya dharma pate sabare lao jao tumi ghiya." Nittai continued, "Follow the Dharmapath, the path of religion, lead a religious life, and Laha Harinam, take the holy name of Hari, chant Harinam. Then you can also deliver others. Anyere Kariva Parichran." This was Prabhupada's formula for spreading the mercy of Nityananda throughout the world. He created an international society called ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he preached to the young people of the world to follow the four religious principles. Follow the Dharmapath. No illicit sex connections or activities, no gambling, no intoxication, cigarettes, coffee, tea, chocolate, etc., and no onions, garlic, meat, fish, eggs, etc. And then he said, if you follow these principles, you'll become pure. This is the Dharmapath. You'll become pure, and when you're pure, then you attain power. Pure things are powerful. Adulterated things are less powerful. If you have pure milk, and you drink pure milk, it will make you very healthy. But the pure milk you take from the cow, then it's adulterated and mixed with all kinds of water. And maybe nowadays in UP area, they take the buffalo milk and they adulterate it. Buffalo milk is also healthy. And they mix it with chalk powder, latex white paint, and all kinds of interesting items, and put it all to blend together in washing machines, and then they homogenize the whole thing and sell it to all the milk wallows. And that's been proven, and they've been caught, and there's no punishment because of the corruption so extensive. So that's adulterated milk. If you drink it, the results will be very less and diminished. So pure things are powerful. So purity is the force of preaching, the force of delivering others, the force of delivering the message of Krishna consciousness, and to have the force and ability to not only deliver the message, but to deliver the people whom you give the message to, that is a byproduct of Dharmapath, Shuddh Dharmapath. Purely following the path of religion. And that's what Prabhupada taught. He taught the pure path of religion based on two things: live a life of purity and do Harinam, which will maintain, give the power to be pure, and give the power to advance. All the empowerment comes from the Sri Nam and voluntarily following these principles. So Nittai is preaching to the dacoit Brahmin, who has now been converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism and to the pure spiritual life, or let's say reinstituted in the path that he was born in as a Brahmin. And we can take these instructions to ourselves. He's telling, give up violence to others, parahimsa, ndaka churi, sabha anachar. Give up all violence to others and stealing, daka and churi, stealing and robbing, and anachar, achar, behavior which is wrong, illicit behavior, wrong behavior, immoral activities. Don't do such things. Nakariha ara. Don't do again. So this can apply to all of us also. And then Nittai said, you should gather all the rogues and dacoits, all your former associates, and you should preach to them and encourage them also to lead religious lives. So this was his preaching. Hetabaliyapana galaya malaani tushtahai brahmanere dilena apani. Nittai is preaching to the Brahman. So after speaking these words, Nityananda took the prasadi garland from his neck and happily gave it to the Brahman. Now this is a reciprocation of love from the Lord. He's directly putting a garland on the neck of the Gunda dacoit. And how much grateful that dacoit, and how much amazed that dacoit must feel that he's receiving such mercy. Mahajaya Jayadwani Haila Takana Dvijera Haila Sarva Banda Vimochan. Everyone there in that assembly chanted Jaya Jaya. In this way, the Brahman was relieved from all material bondage. Kaku kare dvija prabhu, charane dhariya, krandana karaye pahu, dakiya dakiya. The Brahman caught hold of Nittai's lotus feet, and he cried and cried and lamented with great humility. Ahe prabhu, Nityananda, pataki pavan, Munipatakire deha charana sharan. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, oh deliverer of the fallen, please give this sinful person shelter at your lotus feet. Tomara himsaya se haila mora mati, muni papishtera kon loke haibe ghati. I desire to do harm to you. What will be the fate of this sinful person? Nityananda Prabhu Vara Karuna Sagar Karuna Sagar Parapadma Dila Tara Pashtak Mastaka Upar. Nityananda, the ocean of mercy, Karuna Sagar, then placed his lotus feet on the Brahman's head. It's really reciprocating a lot. It's amazing how much the Lord loves and cares for the hearts of his followers. No matter what their background is or where they're coming from, and their sojourn of surrender, the Lord accepts them. He's freed this person from all his sins. I relieve you of all your sins. He preached to him first. He said, listen, I relieve you of all your sins. Don't do it again. And give up all violence. And then Nityananda, to show more of his mercy, besides his shiksha, he gave some prasadi mala, prasadam flower garland from his neck. And then the dacoit collapsed at Nittai's feet, praising him and praying to him. Then Nittai put his feet on his head, a garland around his neck, then Nittai's feet on his head. What more? So many ways the Lord reaches out to us. Prabhupada said that if we take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards us. And the dacoit only approached Nityananda, and so much Nityananda is showering him with mercy from his ocean of mercy. Because that's where the rain showers come from. They come from the ocean. Sun evaporates the salt, takes the water, leaves the salt. Big clouds hit the mountains, and then the rains start falling. So the Karuna Sagar, Nityananda, is sprinkling and showering this conditioned soul with unbelievable, inconceivable mercy. And what is the effect of that? What happens if the Lord puts his feet on our head? Charanara Vindapai Mastake Prasad Brahmanera Kandila Sakala Aparad. Having received Nitai's lotus feet on his head, all of the Brahman's offenses were nullified. Brahmanera Kandila Sakala Aparad. All Sakala Aparad, all his aparads were Kanda, broken. Se Dvija Dware Jata Choradasyugana Dharma Patte Asi Laila Chaitanya Sharan. By the influence of that Brahman, Mahasenapati Dasyu, that commander in chief of all the Gundas and Dacoits of Navadvip, by his Prabhav, now that he was purified and empowered by the mercy of Nityananda, by his Prabhav and influence, all kinds of dacoits took shelter of Lord Chaitanya and led religious lives. So this is the mercy of Nityananda. He liberated. He's really Patita Pavan. Because Nityananda, we hear that, and it's of course a fact, that Patita Pavan Avatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, they say like this, Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar, because he is. He's the liberating, the form of the Lord that's appeared in Kali Yuga to liberate the conditioned souls. And he did that personally in so many instances. But then we see that the actual massive and major liberation work was done by someone he empowered, or at least he requested to do the work, Nityananda. So overall we see that Nityananda is Maha Maha Patita Pavan Avatar. He's really, because all the credit, of course, goes to Gauranga, because he's described in the Shastras as the Channa Avatar, the covered incarnation for the Kali Yuga. There is no mention of Nityananda as being the specific Yuga Avatar for this age of Kali, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, he is described and predicted in the ancient Shastras that he would appear in a particular circumstance with particular mother and father in a particular place, which he did. So he met and fulfilled all the requirements of that Patita Pavan avatar for Kali Yuga, Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. But nevertheless, in the practical field of preaching and actual udar work and liberating conditioned souls, Nityananda certainly performed the lion's share. He was asked by Lord Chaitanya, and we see that Nityananda's sampradaya, his parampara, the Nityananda parampara is massive, as I mentioned in one class. It's the biggest, largest parampara. So many branches and so many followers. And then, of course, there's Advaita sampradaya, which is significantly smaller. And even smaller still is Gadadhara sampradaya. These are the three rivers of mercy flowing down the mountain of Lord Chaitanya's desire to spread Krishna consciousness in Kali Yuga. But the roaring, raging, massive river is Nityananda's nadi, Kripa Nadi, coming from Nityananda's Karuna Sagar, ocean of mercy. Now his sins are eliminated, he's free from his offenses, and now he's gone out to preach. It's easy to convert someone if you're converted. It's easy to convert someone to Krishna consciousness if you're converted yourself. So the Gunda, he's the leader of the Gundas. He's the chief, the biggest, the baddest, the meanest, the richest, the cruelest, the nastiest, the lowest, dacoit of them all. And he became Lord Chaitanya's Shuddha Bhakta. Then when he went out to preach, everybody really listened, especially the dacoits. They could, it takes one to know one. So they said, you became Hare Krishna devotee. Like some of the devotees that join the spiritual movements, they come from rather checkered backgrounds. And when they go back and meet their former cohorts and associates, they're very effective in their preaching because they were themselves purified, and converted to surrender their lives to Krishna consciousness. So their preaching is powerful. They're talking their walk, and they're walking their talk. The walk means someone says, well, what is your walk? Means, what is your line of action? What is your line of work? Line of work, line of walk. Well, we walk our talk and talk our walk. This is Krishna consciousness. Everyone is so happy to see this wonderful experience. And now what's the effect? It's kind of like this preaching movement of Lord Chaitanya is something like multi-level marketing, if that's the right term. They have these groups like Amway. One guy sells it to one guy. That's multi-level, or that's some other thing? One guy sells it to another. That's chain sales, or what's it called? Pyramid, what's it called?
Multi-level.
Okay. All right, so this original multi-level marketing program was the Namhat. The Namhat multi-level marketing system, or let's say program, was initiated by Nityananda Prabhu, because he preached to one person who preached to another person. Lord Chaitanya did the same thing when he traveled through South India. Anyone who saw him became pure devotee, and they went back to their villages, and then 100 people in that village became purified, and those 100 people went to visit their cousins in other villages. Then those 1,000 people got purified, and those cousins visit. It went on like this, downline. That's called parampara. Parampara is also a downline multi-level marketing system. Brahma, I guess we could say Brahma started the first multi-level marketing system of Krishna consciousness. Because he preached to one little boy named Narada, who was his son. And Narada took it from there, and it really expanded the family business. And Narada went everywhere spreading the gospel of Krishna consciousness, the business which was started by his father, Lord Brahma. Of course, we see the teachings from the Lord. So now it says, Sabe layena harinama laksha laksha, sabe hailena vishnu bhakti jogi daksha. All of these dacoits, converted by the Brahmin dacoit who was converted by Nityananda. So one converted one, and the one who was converted hundreds. They chanted the name of Hari hundreds and thousands of times. They all became expert in Vishnu Bhakti. Vishnu Bhakti Yoga Daksha. So I guess they had the ability to be expert in whatever they did. Because previously there were dacoits and chores and gundas, and they were expert in thieving and robbing and pilfering and arson and whatever else they were doing. Now they've applied all their determination and ferocious energy to the process of bhakti yoga, Vishnu bhakti yoga, and they become very expert now, expert devotees. They were expert thieves before, and now they're expert devotees. We see that sometimes people, there was one devotee in Bombay, he joined ISKCON in Bombay, and he was an expert thief. He used to break into people's houses and apartments when they're sleeping and rip off all their jewelry and money and leave, and they wouldn't even know it. He's very expert. He would come in like a cat burglar, and just walk, because when a cat walks, you can't hear him. He's very soft on his feet. And he moves in such a way, slinks along the skirting of the room, along the wall, and does his work. So a good thief is compared to it's called a cat burglar. He comes in at night, because cats are nocturnal. They do their work at night. You don't see them in the day. They hide out or sneak out or sleep out somewhere. And they have these big eyes and very big pupils that dilate. At night, their pupils, the whole eye is a pupil. A cat's eye. You know the cat's eye? the cat's eye, the whole black part is called the pupil. It just expands as if they're on LSD or something. Krishna Preme Matta Krishna Ghana Nirantar Nityananda Prabhu Hena Karuna Sagar. The dacoits, the converted dacoits became Krishna Prema Mata, intoxicated with love of Krishna. And they constantly chanted Krishna's names, Krishna Gan, all the different names describing Krishna, without any end. This is the extent of the ocean of mercy known as Sri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. We can understand how much mercy we've received from Nityananda by how much we're exhibiting these qualities. Are we chanting the name of Hari hundreds of thousands of times? Are we expert in Vishnu Bhakti? Are we intoxicated in love of God? Are we constantly chanting Krishna's names? That's what happened to the dacoits. And we might say that, well, because they were fallen, but many of us, or all of us, are fallen also. And we've approached Nityananda also. And we're chanting his name also. And his mercy is eternal and unlimited, always available, especially in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But then we don't see these same changes happening to us. So then we have to question, have I received Nityananda's mercy? And if not, why? Anya avatare keya jhatta nahi pai niravari Nityananda chaitanya lajhai. The shelter, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the shelter of the Supreme Lord was not easily attainable in other incarnations, but Nityananda always induced everyone to surrender to Lord Chaitanya. Baja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Goranga Namare Jai Brahma Nityananda Sarupa Namane Tahare Lajaya Se Chora Dasyagane. Any Brahman who does not accept Nityananda Sarup is counted among the thieves and rogues. Jogeshwara Sabe Banche Jai Prema Vikar Jai Ashu Jai Kampa Jai Va Pulakhankar Chora Dakaite Hoila Hena Bhakti Hena Prabhu Nityananda Sarupera Shakti Baja Baja Bhai Hena Prabhu Nityananda Chanhara Prasade Pai Prabhu Gora Chandra. The transformations of ecstatic love, prema vikar, desired by the best of yogis. Those yogis, they desire to experience the transformations of ecstatic love, such as shedding tears, shivering, hair standing on end, and roaring. They were achieved simply by, even by thieves and rogues, such as the Shakti of Nityananda. Nityananda Shakti. That's what Prabhupada, when Godbrother glorified Srila Prabhupada, as Nityananda Shakti. Nityananda Shakti of Aish. That he was empowered by Nityananda. Oh, brothers, just worship Nityananda, by whose mercy one can attain Lord Gaurachandra. Jai Shunaye Nityananda Prabhu Rakyan Tahare Meliva Gora Chandra Bhagavan Dasyugan Mochan Jai Chitta Diya Shunaye Nityananda Chaitanya Tekhibe Se Jane Hinamate Nityananda Paramakotuke Viharena Abhaya Paramananda Suke. Vrindavan Das Thakur's closing this particular section of the preaching pastimes of Nityananda and his band of followers to the thieving and roguing rogues of Navadvip, headed by one Brahmin, and he gives his blessing. Anyone who hears these topics of delivering the dacoits will see Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Chaitanya Dekhi. So what does that mean, Nityananda Chaitanya Dekhi? What does it mean to see them? It means to see their mercy. This is one level. Sakshat Darshan is the obvious answer anyone would give. That somehow by the mercy of Nityananda one will be given the Divya Chakshush, the divine vision to see the Lord. That's certainly possible by the Lord's mercy and Shakti potency. But another way of seeing or understanding that one who receives the mercy of Nityananda will see, anyone who hears these topics, he will see Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya. He's, by hearing with attention, then the Lord will be pleased. Hearing with attention and desire for rectification and desire for purification and desire for elevation and purification, then the Lord will be very pleased with that attitude and type of hearing. Then he'll manifest his mercy in the heart. He'll manifest that mercy of Nityananda in the heart. And Nityananda's mercy will manifest the presence of Lord Chaitanya, the compassion, the beauty, the love. He present. So then that devotee who hears these topics and has these experiences of reciprocation, he will also say, yes, by hearing these topics, I have seen Nityananda. I'm seeing the mercy of Nityananda. I'm seeing the mercy of Chaitanya in my heart. So in this way, Nityananda fearlessly and happily enjoyed his pastimes. So now he'll start to describe more of the pastimes of Nityananda as he continues in his, with his traveling Sankirtan party. He has a traveling Sankirtan party, 7-member party, good-sized party, 7-member Harinam party, and 6 including him is 7. And they are going from town to town, every town and village. As Lord Chaitanya predicted, he said, my holy name, Gauranga, will be heard in every town and village. In another verse, was it Prithivityachi Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatva Pachara Moraha Vinnam? He said that my name will be preached and heard in every town and village of the world. Nityananda took that instruction and that prediction to heart, and now he's going village by village. Tabe Nityananda Sarva Parishada Sange Prati Grame Grame Brahme Kirtanera Range. After this episode, Nityananda, in the company of his associates, his parishads, went from village to village. The word is there, pratigrame. Village to village, and performed blissful kirtan. Brahme kirtana rangi. Brahme means they wandered from village to all the different grams. Kirtane ranga. They enjoyed delightful pastimes. They displayed the joy of Sankirtan. They experienced the joy of Harinam Sankirtan within themselves and amongst each other in the group performance of congregational chanting, Harinam Sankirtan. And that they relished the bliss within themselves, individual and unique to each. And they also relish the collective experience of joy that's generated and produced when many devotees chant together in congregation, Harinam Sankirtan. So there's 2 types of bliss that the performer of Harinam Sankirtan relishes. The bliss within his own being and the bliss of associating with other Sankirtan devotees. This is Ranga, Kirtan Ranga. So they were relishing within themselves and amongst each other. For example, and we all had that experience oftentimes ourselves in Harinam Sankirtan, but take something that's more, maybe unfortunately, but probably true, that's engaged in many more times, and that's taking prasadam and the association of devotees. So when someone takes prasadam and the association of devotees, do you relish within yourself the taste of that prasadam? And the obvious answer is yes. And then, well, do you relish the ambience, the transcendental ambience, being with a group of brahmacharis, sannyasis, or whatever, devotees, and chanting and relishing the prasadam, sitting together in Puri, 5-10 devotees, taking Jagannath prasadam? The individual experience is ecstatic and joyful, and the collective experience. They say that a party of one is no party. So the more they have a phrase, the more the merrier. So the merriment is within one, but when you're with many, then it expands. Well, this is what he's saying. They're going from village to village. And this is what it means to do kirtan. It should be kirtan ranga. It's not just some rote mechanical exercise. Oh, we have to distribute the holy names. Let's go on Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna. it's a ranga. Ranga means delight. It's a dance. It's a play. It's a ranga. So they went from village to village. So the next question is, well, what villages did they visit? Especially if someone is from Bengal, and this book is written in Bengali, and the villages that existed 500 years ago are still here today. There was a village in Vrindavan called Aritagram, and that village today is called Radhakund. Radhakund Gaon, or whatever. But it was there 500 years ago, called Aritagram, or Aristagram. Nandagram was here 500 years ago, certainly, and it's still here. So when the devotees of the past and the last 200-300 years, or even now, when they read in Bengali, the Bengali Gaudiya Vaishnavism, when they read this book, they say, oh, Lord Nityananda's party came to our village. Huh? Amazing. And of course, there are probably so many temples in that village already of Gauranitai or Radha and Krishna. So this is very friendly, familiar talk. And what are the names of the villages? Kana Chodha Bharagachi Ara Dogyachiya Gangara Apara Kabu Chayena Kulia Nitai and his Sankirtan traveling Harinam Sankirtan party visited Kana Chodha Bharagachi and Dogyachiya. And sometimes they went to Kulia Gram, which is on the other side of the Ganga. The village of Bharagachi exists even today. The house of Nityananda's father-in-law is in this village. That's interesting. That's Sri Dasara Kelo, I believe. So it says they visited Kulia. Kulia Gram is the ancient name for Koladweep. And Koladweep's on the other side of the Ganga from Mayapur. When we cross the Ganga from ISKCON Mayapur and we arrive on the other side, that island there that's called Koladweep, that's called Navadweep, what we call modern-day Navadweep. The present-day city of Navadweep was known as Kuliagram during the time of Mahaprabhu. So they visited there. Visheshe Sukritiyati Bharagachi Gram Nityananda Sarupera Biharera Stan. The village of Bharagachi is especially glorious, where Nityananda Sarup enjoyed many pastimes there. So here, more about their Sankirtan performance tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.